Today is Thursday, November 21st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Rural Health Day. It's National Red Mitten Day. National Stuffing Day. And National Gingerbread Cookie Day. It is National Stuffing Day because I wonder why it's today and not on Thanksgiving, because we eat stuffing, we eat dressing. I believe the only difference between dressing and stuffing is made outside of the bird or cooked outside of the bird. Whereas stuffing is stuffed inside the bird, but you're not supposed to do that. That is not something that people are supposed to do now. You are not supposed to stuff a bird because there's no guarantee that the inside is going to get hot enough to kill whatever bacteria is in the turkey juices. So I think you're supposed to cook it separately. There are probably ways that you can do it that are considered safe if you really want to get the turkey juices inside the stuffing, but I'm not going to research that right now. I am on a time constraint here. I sat around and basically did... I was supposed to be recording, and instead, I've been working on this script, as we know. Well, I've been working on a couple of scripts. First of all, I was repairing the message and voicemail script for both this show and the Gay Mix, because what happens is when you guys leave a message, either text or voicemail, I have an application running on a server, an application that I created. That is basically, we'll just, to simplify it, we'll say it's listening, but it's more complex than that. But it's listening for those events to take place, either a voicemail or a text. And then it's doing things with it. It's, Daniel and I use Trello for our show management. So any topics we want to discuss, all that is in a lineup in Trello, which really is a project management software, but so we use that. And so if you leave a voicemail, it would, if we have your phone number in our list, in our database, it will find the number and attach your name and basically save the file name with your name in it so that we know who it came from. And then it automatically attaches it to Trello, so I don't have to manually do anything. But it was, as you guys know, it was broken for a really long time. And I was able to fix it. Last night I finished, and it seems to be working now. And I have it running. It is running. I tested it. It appears to be running. But then I switched back to this transcriber, but it's going to do more. So I switch back to the script that when I save an MP3 file to a specific folder, it will create a transcription. But it also, and I think no one does this anymore. Maybe I'm the lone podcaster who still does this, because I don't think you need to do this anymore. In fact, I was having a discussion with Daniel at some point. I was like, hey, do you still add MP3 tags to... And apparently, it's not a thing that many people do anymore. When I started podcasting, you would put a title and an album and an author and a type. I can't remember what it's called, but you would put all those things, album art, and you would attach it to your file. There were even special applications that you would use, MP3 tag editors, where you would edit the tags. And I think most people just don't do that anymore because whatever podcast service you're using probably tags the file for you. Or everything is in the RSS feed, so maybe you don't even need the file itself to be tagged anymore because of the way things work. Bottom line, 15 years later or whatever, however long I've been podcasting, and I still do this. Every time I don't do it for the mix because it's a video file and I don't even know. But for, and I'm sure there are tags in an MP4 file as well, and I could probably go in and do it. It's probably similar to MP3 if I were guessing. They're ID3 tags, but regardless, I don't do it for the video, and I just do it for audio, so I only do it for Geeky Gay now because that's the only audio-only show that I edit. And so anyway, I do that still. Not, probably not required, not necessary, doesn't really impact anyone. But, you know, I've already explained that I enjoy writing these scripts and I enjoy automating things. And so I'm still thinking about what my therapist asked me, where she does a segment on her brother's podcast and she wants a way to just extract just her segment. And they've done over 2,700 episodes. She's only on once a week. So I haven't done any work on it. She didn't ask me to do any work on it and I haven't done any work on it. I don't even know where I was. Mark called me while I was recording. And I don't have a way to pause the recording, especially, I record live. And I had already started playing my outro music, but I didn't know if it was an emergency. So I needed to answer, but I don't have time to re-record the first half. So I'm going to have to try to piece this together because I've got an orchestra rehearsal. So I have no idea what I was talking about because I totally lost my train of thought. But I know it. I was talking about these scripts. So I'll just go back. I was working on this. So the script that I'm working on is going to add the MP3 tags that are not required. But it's going to do that. And it already does that. It's going to save a transcript with all the details inside the transcript so that I can upload those to some form of AI at some point and create a little brain for me. And other things as well. Oh, also save it to my server so I don't have to do that step either, which is actually, it's not a lot, but it's an application. It's a FTP application I have to keep open. And so it's just another step that I have to do, which I can eliminate. And so then I was working on making sure that this script that I wrote was always running so that just in my daily activities, I don't even have to think about it. So I just record a podcast. And as soon as I save the MP3 file, all of that stuff happens automatically. And then I can just go and post it real quick. And then lastly, I want to get to the point where I don't even have to post it. I just, as soon as I save the MP3, everything is done. And that is possible, but I'm not there yet. So I was working on that and I was like, oh my God, I've got to record because I've got orchestra rehearsal. It's going to be a long rehearsal tonight because we missed last week and Christmas is ever approaching. And so we're going to be eating dinner late. I'm not going to have time to do anything. And so I had to. And then I'm in the middle of recording and then Mark calls me because Sydney, the dog, was upstairs with me and he needed to walk her. So what else has gone on this week? I know we finished talking about the weekend, or pretty much. We got on a plane. And, I mean, this is the Thursday episode. Why would I not be finished talking about the trip? But we got on a plane. We came home. Picked up the dog. She had diarrhea. Oh, my God. I don't know what my parents... I don't know... And I don't want to blame my parents. Because I feel like I blame my parents for a lot of things. And maybe they're not their fault. You know? I love my parents. I have some frustration with my parents because of political leanings and the fact that they're not, you know, totally cool with me being gay and things of that nature. They're nice people in general. They, you know, but I just have some qualms. And so I feel like I'm just complaining all the time, but It may not be their fault at all. But bottom line, when they keep her, she tends to have diarrhea when she comes home. And my mom loves to give her dogs human food and extra treats all the time and just baby them and give them whatever they want. And Sydney just has a weak stomach. And every time she comes home from my parents, she has diarrhea. I had to, the first day she was back from their house, I had to wash her butt twice. And she has long hair. It is not a simple thing. You have to blow dry her when you're done. But I mean, maybe she just gets stressed because they have, you know, Tabitha, they have their Cocker Spaniel Tabitha, who is crazy and pees all over the place. And Sydney gets stressed out. So maybe the stress causes it. Maybe my mom fed her exactly what I told her to feed her. I don't know. But what are you going to do? There's nobody else to babysit her like I've talked about because she has these medical issues now. And I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.